Hagrid looked at her sadly.
Golgamath's lot raided the caves. The ones that survived didn't want no more to do with us after that.
So there aren't any giants coming?
Said Ron, looking disappointed.
Nope,
said Hagrid, heaving a deep sigh as he turned over his steak again and applied the cooler side to his face.
But we did what we meant to do. We gave them Dumbledore's message, and some of them heard it, and I expect some of them will remember it. Just maybe them that don't want to stay around Golgamath will move out of the mountains, and there's got to be a chance they'll remember Dumbledore's friendly to them. Could be they'll come.
Snow was filling up the window now. Harry became aware that the knees of his robes were soaked through. Fang was drooling with his head in Harry's lap.
Hagrid, said Hermione quietly after a while. Did you hear anything about your mother while you were there?
Hagrid's unobscured eye rested upon her, and Hermione looked rather scared.
I'm sorry, I... Forget it.
Dead,
Hagrid grunted.
Died years ago, they told me.
Oh, I'm really sorry,
said Hermione in a very small voice. Hagrid shrugged his massive shoulders.
No need,
he said shortly.
Can't remember her much. Wasn't a great mother.
They were silent again. Hermione glanced nervously at Harry and Ron, plainly wanting them to speak.
But you still haven't explained how you got in this state, Hagrid,
Ron said, gesturing toward Hagrid's blood-stained face. Or why you're back so late, said Harry. Sirius says Madame Maxime got back ages ago.
Who attacked you?
Said Ron.
I haven't been attacked,
said Hagrid emphatically.
I...
But the rest of his words were drowned in a sudden outbreak of rapping on the door. Hermione gasped. Her mug slipped through her fingers and smashed on the floor. Fang yelped. All four of them stared at the window beside the doorway. The shadow of somebody small and squat rippled across the thin curtain.
It's her,
Ron whispered.
Get under here,
Harry said quickly. Seizing the invisibility cloak, he whirled it over himself and Hermione, while Ron tore around the table and dived beneath the cloak as well. Huddled together, they backed away into a corner. Fang was barking madly at the door. Hagrid looked thoroughly confused.
Hagrid, hide our mugs.
Hagrid seized Harry and Ron's mugs and shoved them under the cushion in Fang's basket. Fang was now leaping up at the door. Hagrid pushed him out of the way with his foot and pulled it open. Professor Umbridge was standing in the doorway, wearing her green tweed cloak and a matching hat with ear flaps. Lips pursed, she leaned back so as to see Hagrid's face. She barely reached his navel.
So...
she said slowly and loudly, as though speaking to somebody deaf.
You're Hagrid, are you?
Without waiting for an answer, she strode into the room, her bulging eyes rolling in every direction.
Get away,
she snapped, waving her handbag at Fang, who had bounded up to her and was attempting to lick her face.
I don't want to be rude,
said Hagrid, staring at her.
But who the ruddy hell are you?